Hi, I'm Rob Thomas, and I wanted to welcome you to another edition of Job Hunting and Networking with Thomas Horde Media. Remember that you can also chat with us live on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, times and links below. And if you have questions outside of those times, 24/7, you can put those questions in our Discord server as well for other chat and interaction. Again, link below. So I wanted to continue the conversation today around actual human connections, because this is something that has become a very important part of my life. And certainly you can go at this alone. You know, building a business or your professional career, or even seeking out a jobby job, right? But I think it's important that, at least for me and my experiences, it's certainly been important to build a network of both personal and professional connections that helped me to build the life and the career and the happiness that I have today. It wasn't easy. At least for me. Maybe some people are born with some of these skills innately. I didn't have an opportunity, you know, to learn a lot of these skills in my early life. I came, as everybody knows, you know, from that system and a lot of abuse in many different ways. And so I built a lot of defense mechanisms to just kind of survive on my own. And it took an actual effort, you know, a planned effort of practice and trial and error and failure for me to be able to kind of come out of my shell and to very slowly start to grow and start to heal and evolve and very begrudgingly start to extend trust to other people. And it worked sometimes, it didn't work other times. But I've been able to build some fantastic connections and fantastic relationships with people. And I'm learning over time that I'll even extend that trust first now. And I've gotten over the fear for the most part. And 98, 99 times out of 100, I'm rewarded with that connection back. You know, I'll open that kimono a little bit, share a little bit about me, and become human. In a conversation to someone else, and we can connect. Sometimes I frighten people away, and that's okay. I used to like get all butthurt about that, but I realized that some people are in the place that I used to be, and they're not ready for that level of connection, or they're not ready for that level of honesty. It's nothing personal, and it's okay. And as we continue to go through the process, we'll evolve, and hopefully we'll develop that next level of emotional intelligence. I think some of us are born with some of these skills, you know, natively or innately, but I had the skills of defense and protection and fight or flight, you know, and that like read the room, you know, and read the emotions of the angry drunk or whatever that situation looked like, you know, especially living on the street. But now I'm hoping that I continue to evolve and develop skills where I can read other people's body language, facial expression, their tone. And from that, I can gather intelligence and have empathy and compassion and understanding and use that data that I collect in those relationships to strengthen and build a better interaction with them and a deeper understanding so that we can help each other going forward together on our journey. Through this process of growing, evolving, and healing, I've met some pretty amazing people, and I've developed some lifelong friendships in many different areas of circles of my life, in recovery, in my professional circles, which actually, and my personal circles, and really all of these are almost completely intertwined. And the level of relationship and connection that I have in all these areas is very similar. And I really kind of treat everybody the same. And I try to be the same person, the same human, and have the same level of openness and in interaction with people within reason, but in almost all areas of my life. And it's been really important as a foundational element of me being able to build a very powerful and literally a global network of support. And really getting out of that dated kind of machismo, and I'm even going to call it toxic masculinity, and evolving into what I'll call a new generation of man, where I can be nurturing and compassionate and caring and connect with people in all different walks of life and all different orientations of everything, and still be a strong man and still be a place of safety and comfort and be a rock for people without being over the top with some of the other, I'll call them old or bad behaviors, and getting that stuff out of my personality, which actually helps to broaden the network and possibilities of people that I could actually connect to effectively. And also I've been learning about, you know, that honesty is powerful, and developing that compassion is powerful. But I think one of the biggest things I've been learning about is listening, really listening, closing my mouth and not trying to solve problems and not trying to offer advice, but just being still and being present in the moment with someone and listening to them and connecting with them. And whether their story is something that's happy or sad, and, you know, just being there and allowing them to express an experience without me rolling through the Rolodex of like, well, here's card number 67 and solution to that problem, and just relaxing and being literally in the moment and being free to listen and connect completely has been very, very powerful. And other people get this when you connect with them this way and you're present and you listen. It's a completely different type of friendship. It's a completely different type of relationship. And it's more powerful than anything I've ever experienced in my life. And it's elevated all of my relationships. And what's interesting is even in let's go out of our immediate bubble and we get into other types of social interactions, but whether we're in our close circle or our next circle out, all of the interactions that we have matter. However we're interacting or communicating with people on social media, whether we're tweeting, whether we're sending an email, and I always kind of laugh at this one because I was always that really angry email retort writer. I'd be like banging on the keyboard, I can't believe this, blah, blah, blah. And I would send it. And then I would have to go back and even earlier in my life, even written letters, and I'd have to go back and make amends for overreacting to something or not knowing the full side of the other story, or just not really slowing down long enough to consider putting myself in someone else's shoes. But over time, with coaching from people that I respect and love, I went from writing those angry emails and firing them off and creating damage and having to repair it to writing that email and then re-editing it 6 times and still sending it, maybe not doing as much damage, to writing that email and maybe editing it 3 times and then sending it and then writing it and then just deleting it and probably never sending it, and realizing that it wasn't really going to solve a problem. It wasn't going to really add any value to the interaction. I was just venting, and that there wasn't a lot of value in maybe calling that person or even getting together them face to face when we can, you know, and talking about it and listening. And I'm really bad, I'm better, but I was really, really bad with like texts, because, you know, those of you that know me would be like, I'm a Marine and I would talk to you like this. And I'd be very direct and very brutal. And sometimes in my other writings, and people would read my text or read my very terse, direct emails, and they would just be like, oh my God, he's so mean, he's awful. And people would be terrified of me. And I had no idea. You know, I had no idea that I was having this kind of effect on people. And so I've learned to actually back away a little bit and relax. And now there's business correspondence, which absolutely matters. But I actually kind of break the rules a little bit because, you know, I am 6'2", I'm losing weight, but I'm 260, you know, and I'm a Marine. And I kind of project that to people, and I can lean in and get in your face. And I've learned to kind of lean back a little when it matters and maybe put in an emoji and smile or make a joke. And I can be very funny and gregarious when we're right here with each other. But sometimes in my correspondence, I can come off as quite a dick. And so I've learned to kind of tone that down a little bit when I'm not in business mode. You know, like sometimes I still get kind of wrapped up in the business, but I'm learning to kind of be a little bit more flexible. And this is one of the areas that I personally struggled with. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And it matters, like when I'm on a call, it matters like when we're sitting together and we're at lunch or at a meal or in a meeting, and how I'm interacting with you, you know. And I've got to lift myself up, and I've got to be gregarious, and I've got to smile, and I've got to, in this case, lean in and happily interact and joke and banter, come to the meeting a little early, or come get on the call a little early, to get on the Zoom call and joke with people and ask them about, like, one of my, I was on a call earlier this week with a colleague that I hadn't really interacted with much, but he had on his background in Zoom, he had a picture of his backyard, and there was like a foot and a half of snow. We were talking about the snow and just getting to know each other a little bit. Again, making that human connection, slowing down a little bit and interacting. And what I found is that all of these things that we've heard about matter. My posture, my making eye contact, listening, the focus, like not being distracted by other things that are going on in the room. And remembering, you know, my facial expression, all of the social cues, tone, and sometimes even touch. Like I was always really like, don't touch me. But I've learned that when you have a relationship with someone else, that connection about maybe when appropriate, you know, be smart, but like putting your arm on someone else's shoulder when you're talking to them, or, you know, shaking hands, good firm handshakes, all of these things, these matter in our reactions and our interactions. And it's interesting to me that these matter when we're on Zoom. These matter when we're actually on a phone call, a conference call. People can hear my tone. If I'm bored, if I'm sarcastic, if I'm pissed off, or if I'm happy. And one of the best coaching tips I ever got, I've done some Dale Carnegie training, was to smile. Even when I'm on a phone call, people can hear your smile. And I've used this technique, especially when dealing with people that I need things from, like I'm calling customer service, or I'm making an appointment at a medical office, and I'm gregarious. I say hi and how you doing, and I greet people even on a call, and I'm human. And the way that they interact with me and my ability to be able to get satisfaction out of that interaction is hugely different when I remember to do these things. And while we're talking about it now and it seems calculated, it actually becomes normal, and it becomes part of your normal social makeup. And it makes all of your interactions with people and your ability to connect and the depth and the power of your network so much stronger when you remember to do these things. And one of the things I found is not to forget some of the simple things, like a kind word. And, you know, think about always going out of your way to be complimentary without being like over the top and schmarmy. But it really, really matters what you say to people, you know, and just as powerful as that cutting comment, you know, and that insult can be, the kind word and taking a moment, you know, to think about someone else and extend them that is so much more powerful. Very quick story. I'm in high school, and we're in an organization where we help other kids in school that may or may not be struggling with things. And I have an opportunity to be with one of my really good friends. And she was really struggling in high school. It wasn't a very pleasant time in her life. Struggled with self-confidence. You know, she was really, really tall, and it was hard for her, you know, to be with other kids. And I shared with her how much I admired her and her heart and her passion and how beautiful I thought she was as a friend. And unbeknownst to me, years later, she goes on and has a modeling career and an amazing portfolio and other beautiful and amazing things that happened in her life. And we had an opportunity to meet when I came back to town. I was after being on tour in the Marines for a while, and we had dinner, and she told me about that night. And she told me about that interaction and the power that one kind word had to change her life and to change her direction and to change her self-confidence. And who knew that some dumb teenager could have that kind of impact on someone else's life. But I'm so lucky that time and time again throughout my life, I've had the benefit of those interactions and people providing me that kind of positive feedback, how taking a moment to take the time to be kind has had such a profound effect on them. And with this kind of kindness, also those moments of generosity in all of our relationships, and even with strangers, even almost sometimes more importantly, but always operating from that mindset on how I can be of service to others, and whether it's my time, whether it's my sweat, and if I'm fortunate enough, even my money, you know, to be able to help facilitate things in other people's lives, and always operating from a genuine place, center of kindness and generosity, people get that and people connect with that and people gravitate towards that. People want to be a part of that circle and they want to help and they want to interact and engage with that, just like the opposite people want to get away from. And it's just been such a really powerful lesson for me and a way for me to connect with people meaningfully and have these amazing long-term relationships that I'm talking about. And all of this is about, you know, living our best life and doing this without expectation. I'm not keeping score, but I do this with people. And I chuckle, but I do this with animals. I love animals and in service to animals. I love doing, like, we do dog rescue in my home, and I've worked with horses and other animals and in all areas of my life that it's become such a fulfilling part of me emotionally and spiritually and even career-wise, having these kind of interactions and like rallying the troops at work, and we do volunteering events together, and it's just so fulfilling and so connecting at such a core and needed human level. And it extends to all the other parts of our professional and personal relationships. And always treating other people well, you know, especially if treating them better than I want to be treated, going out of the way a little bit, going over the top a little bit. It really, really matters. And people get it. And again, you know, from a place of being genuine, from a place of love, never like the schmarmy stuff that doesn't work. People have radar. People are really smart, but always from your heart. And it makes life beautiful. And as I continue to practice this in my life, all of these things are returned to me 100, 1,000-fold. And the beauty in my life, the love in my life, the huge, ginormous circle of friends and colleagues that I have all over the world. And I'm so lucky, you know, that I could call somebody that I know in Italy and say, hey, my wife and I are flying out. Can we come stay with you? And they're like, of course. And the gift that is, you know, or flying to Kenya or anything, or even locally here, the people that I have interacted with and connect with and the things that we do, and just having this huge family that has my back is just beyond anything I ever imagined. And from this foundation, coming from my heart, coming from my spirit, so to speak, this has changed everything in my life. Because now as I go out and I'm looking for help, I'm looking to build another business, I'm looking to maybe get another job, I'm looking to do many things, you know, I'm looking to maybe understand and up-level around what my core competencies or my core passions are, you know, and I've just started reading, and I'll kind of plug this book, Dark Horse, that's really been teaching me that I'm unique in the way that I approach the world and the way that I do or don't fit into the current structures of how we do education and things like that. And so I'm still continuing to grow and evolve, you know, even as I'm making this video series, and we'll continue to talk about all these other things. But at the core of all of this for me and my journey has been this human heart and spirit connection. And these friendships and relationships have, I don't know, transcended, elevated me up in a level of my life and prosperity and happiness that I never, ever, ever would have thought of I experienced. When I was alone, I was angry, I was scared, and I was hurting. And through connecting to my tribe and building these relationships, it's allowed me to become free. And it's allowed me the strength and the courage to continue to go out and try and do new things in my life. And do this, you know, and sit in front of this camera with you and share about my life a little bit. But this is, again, this is, I'm always going to do this, but this is the setup. So this is the setup for a next couple modules in the series where we're actually going to talk about the mechanics of here's a personal network. What does it look like? How do we build it? How do we maintain it? Love it, nurture it. Here's a professional network. But again, they're the same and they're different. You know, they're a little bit separate, but how do I actually, what are the mechanics of even building and growing that? What are some tools that I can use? How do I track that? How do I evolve that and grow that? So we use all of the things that I'm talking about here, and we kind of pour that into those other areas, and we build those and we nurture those as well. So thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. And happy streaming and happy job hunting.